You know, everybody's looking for trouble in the market these days, but it's not easy to find unless you know where to look. And we're going to be looking in places I know you've never looked right now. And yeah, trouble's coming. This is the Danger Zone. Welcome to the Danger Zone on Money Life. It's where we are joined by the experts from New Constructs, where they evaluate securities on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous. And they do this by digging in at the footnotes level. So everybody else kind of looks at the top down. They take a quick look at the numbers, and if they like them, that's the way they're feeling about it. But at New Constructs, they reverse that process. They look in from the bottom, and they're asking a question.
Is it possible I'm not as attractive as I think I am?
If it's possible, and they find out that something isn't as attractive as they think it is, they're looking to see just how dangerous it's going to be. And like I said, you're going to find out today, they at times are looking at things and in ways that you are not just looking at when you're doing top-down easy research. If you want to learn more about how it works, it's newconstructs.com, where they blog about their Danger Zone picks, so there's always more detail there. David Trainer is the founder and president of New Constructs. David, great to have you back on Money Life.
It is great to be back, Chuck. Thank you.
Who's in the Danger Zone this week?
Fortive and the 375 S&P 500 companies that have overstated their earnings.
Danger.
Okay, so it's Fortive first. That's going to probably be our prime example. It's ticker symbol FTV. But then 375 of the S&P 500 companies that have overstated their earnings per share. Okay, explain what we're talking about and how bad this problem is, because at 375, you are talking about almost 70% of the S&P 500.
Yeah, Chuck, in a report we did a couple of weeks ago, we showed how S&P Global's measure of operating earnings, operating in quotes, was off. It was overstating the rebound. As it overstated or exaggerated the trough in earnings during COVID. And it's because these quote-unquote adjusted numbers are not really that adjusted. They have all kinds of unusual gains and losses in them that cause distortion. And now we're in a situation where we're seeing more companies are overstating as opposed to understating earnings. We have 375 companies overall that have overstated earnings, and that's their street earnings, right? That's the consensus number, not the GAAP earnings number. That's the street or analyst number. Now, here's the bigger number, or the more important, interesting number. 215 of the S&P 500 companies have overstated earnings by more than 10%. And on average, the overstatement is 23%. So the purpose of this report, and the other one we did earlier in the week, which is the companies who understated earnings the most, is to dive in to where the S&P operating earnings are different from our core earnings, and to disaggregate how much of that difference is a function of companies that overstate and understate. Because when you're looking at the aggregate level, just the overall difference, the overstatements and understatements cancel out. And so you could actually have an S&P 500 operating earnings number that was the same as our core earnings number, even if the underlying company's numbers were wildly different, because the overstatements and understatements would cancel out. So as we disaggregate overstatements and understatements, we can see that the actual differences between consensus or operating earnings or analyst earnings, whatever you want to call it, and core earnings is really egregious. And in this report, we actually identify five companies that have the most overstated earnings. On average, these guys, well, you know, I'll mention them to you. You got NOV Inc., Devon Energy, Fortive, which we'll go into more detail on, Equity Residential, and Stryker Corporation. The most overstated of those five is overstated by 117%, the least by 62%. So the numbers are different, big time different. And it's because no one before has had the technology to do what we do, which is to go through and get all those numbers that allow companies to manipulate their numbers and back them out. And we're doing that. And we're just getting better and better at, I think, telling the story.
Well, let's tell the story about Fortive. Let's use them as an example so people can understand more of how this works.
Sure. So Fortive shows reported earnings of $4.62 a share. Their core earnings are only 99 cents a share, right? And 21 cents of the difference comes from hidden items that you can't find on the income statement. The rest actually comes from the income statement. So this is good and it's bad. The good news is that, hey, a lot of this is in the income statement. It should be easy to find. The bad news is analysts aren't finding it. It's one thing to say, oh, they're missing stuff in the footnotes, but they're also missing stuff on the income statement. For example, a $1.2 billion gain on the investment in Vontier Corporation over the trailing 12 months. $1.1 billion of that came in the last fiscal year, and $57 million came in, of that came in their most recent quarter. There's a $105 million loss on the extinguishment of debt, $85 million goodwill impairment charge in the second quarter, $26 million gain on litigation dismissal in the first quarter of this year, and then $11 million in other non-operating expenses that's broken down into four other separate charges over the last four quarters.
So then put this together
pretty
in terms
wild.
Of what it winds up meaning in terms of the stock price. I mean, if we're looking at these numbers and they're overstated, what does it imply and how is that showing up in the stock price? Because as we point out, you're doing research that others aren't, so they're not seeing things the same way.
That's right. So what we're showing is that this is a much less profitable company than the rest of the research and analysis will show you. All the stocks I mentioned earlier in the call also get our very unattractive rating, stock rating. So you're dealing with companies that not only have misleading earnings, but expensive valuations. And so for stock like Fortive, right, it's trading at $74, and we show an economic book value per share of around $21. So probably fair value, if you believe in a decent amount of growth, it's probably, at best somewhere in between 21 and 74. But the takeaway is you're getting a lot of downside here. The stock price has held steady even while the economics of the business have declined.
Put it together, and it's why Fortive Corp, ticker symbol FTV, and then 375, that's 75% of the members of the S&P 500 that have overstated earnings per share. They are all in the danger zone this week. There's a lot more information available at newconstructs.com. Check it out and follow them on Twitter as well. They're at New Constructs. David Trainer is the founder and president of New Constructs. David, always great to have you on the show.
Thank you, Chuck. Great to be with you.
Again, for more information, to get more details, learn more about how this works, see if your S&P 500 holdings are in the mix, go check out newconstructs.com. We're heading for home on today's edition of Money Life. Up next, the market call. Kathy Boyle from Chapin Hill Advisors will be here talking ETFs when we come back in just a moment.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.